It's Monday, December 19th. Today, slow moves, cautious steps. Marketers tread lightly into 2023. Also, are Twitter's brand safety updates too little too late? The major browser makers collaborate on a new tool. Europe really doesn't like Facebook's marketplace. And a welcome update to the Reels API. I'm Todd Maffin. Here's what you missed today in digital marketing. It looks like social media advertising will continue to be our frenemy in the new year. A new study finds that 3/4 of media buyers called out declining consumer trust as their top concern for social media advertising. But despite their concerns, 90% still plan to advertise on those platforms next year. That said, the study shows a decrease in monetization intent across social platforms. 2/3 of respondents said insufficient transparency would negatively impact their media spend. According to the report, marketers see digital media as a potential bright spot in 2023. 7 out of 10 agree that audio listeners will continue to shift to digital formats. Video game advertising, also seen as promising, with 1/3 saying it has potential, and 1/5 planning to actually prioritize it in the coming year. Almost 1/2 believe connected TV and digital video will hold the most potential for innovation. Finally, contextual targeting will be the number one thing marketers will prioritize in 2023 as the cookiepocalypse nears. The data comes from Integral Ad Science's survey of more than 350 digital advertising executives. While brand safety and Twitter may sound more like an oxymoron these days, the company announced a couple of updates yesterday. Advertisers now have access to adjacency controls, which are pre-bid controls that can prevent their ads from appearing alongside tweets that use keywords they would like to avoid in relevance-ranked timelines. At launch, the controls are in English only. The company also said in the 1/4 of next year, they will be expanding brand safety partnerships with DoubleVerify and Integral Ad Science, with post-bid brand safety reporting for tweets in the home timeline being rolled out at scale to its ad partners. A couple of other platform updates to report. First, Twitter, without apparent warning, has switched brand profiles to square avatars compared to the OG circle. Regular accounts still have circle profile avatars. You may want to check your avatar to make sure there aren't any issues with your logo there. Also, as Elon Musk attempts to defeat bots, it looks like the robot overlords at ChatGPT have infiltrated Twitter. Some accounts now have AI bots running that use ChatGPT to automatically reply to people's tweets. After one user had a suspicion that a reply to his tweet regarding nomad friends wasn't human, he tested his theory by instructing ChatGPT to write a reply to the same tweet. The AI spat out a piece of text that was very similar to the reply. There was, of course, a little crazy over the weekend. First, the company rushed out an official policy to suspend any accounts that linked to competing platforms like Mastodon, Instagram, Facebook, and even Donald Trump's Truth Social. This policy also banned sites like LinkedIn.bio and Linktree from being in a tweet or in a bio. Then they deleted their tweets about it and took the policy page down. Then they put up a poll asking people to vote on if the policy should be there. Finally, Elon Musk put up a poll yesterday saying, "Should I step down as the head of Twitter? I will abide by the results of this poll." Well, that poll wrapped up early this morning, and the majority of votes, about 58%, said he should step down. He has not tweeted since that poll closed. Between juggling client meetings and keeping up with what's changed in the marketing world, who has time to stress about website security? But security is important. What with bots pummeling your brand site by the hundreds every hour looking for a way in. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress sites, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and human-only customer support. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit KINSTA.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today. The creators of the world's most popular web browsers are playing nice in the sandbox. Apple, Google, and Mozilla say they are collabing to create a next-gen browser, which they're going to be calling Speedometer 3, according to recent announcements from all three companies. In other words, the major players in the browser space will have a say in a benchmark that tests how their apps perform with the latest technology used by websites. Mozilla said that a benchmark built by several web companies will help provide a shared understanding of what matters. Google wants the benchmark to include representative modern workloads like JavaScript frameworks. As The Verge points out, this benchmark will inevitably be used to compare Safari's WebKit to Chrome's Blink or Google's V8 engine to Mozilla's SpiderMonkey, which could create tension for the companies. Google, though, noted that the companies have set up rules that should help prevent any of them from trying to tip the result in their favor. Speedometer 3 is currently in active development. Meta has been hit with an EU antitrust complaint over Marketplace. Earlier today, the European Commission accused Meta of breaching antitrust rules by distorting competition in the markets for online classified ads. The Commission took issue with the company tying Marketplace to the broader Facebook platform. The antitrust enforcer said Facebook users automatically have access to Marketplace, whether they want it or not, which raises concerns that competitors are shut out because the tie gives Marketplace a substantial advantage competitors can't match. On top of that, the EU says it's concerned that Meta imposes unfair trading conditions on competing online classified ad services that advertise on its platforms. It does this through, quote, unjustified, disproportionate terms of service, unquote, that authorize Meta to use ad-related data generated from competitors to benefit Marketplace. Meta disputes the allegations. In response, it says the claims are without foundation and it will cooperate with the investigation. In the event the Commission finds sufficient evidence of an infringement, it can impose a fine of up to 10% of the company's global annual revenue. In other Meta news, the Facebook Video Insights API now includes metrics for Reels. With the update, developers can now obtain Reels performance metrics for a Facebook page for each individual video over the lifetime of the content. You get numbers like plays, post reach, average minutes viewed, reactions and shares, and so on. Reels insights will be available in the current version of the API, as well as all previous versions of the Graph API. Those numbers should be coming to your third-party social media management tool of choice shortly. Playing a lot of Fallout 76, kind of non-consensually. There's this gun on the battle pass. It's at level 87. I really, really want it. It looks like you can two-shot ghouls with it. So I'm at level 13 after playing like 20 hours on the weekend. You can buy your way with cash up to whatever level you want, but I did the numbers and it would cost me $100. So a lot of grinding in my future. See you tomorrow. Let's do it.